This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Who would have predicted some of the tides of March in the NCAA men's basketball tournament? St. Mary's over Villanova. See, I'm getting choked up. Butler over Syracuse. University of Northern Iowa over Kansas. More surprises in store? Who knows? Maybe Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com. ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the home improvement factory. Howard, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. You come to the wrong place if you think that I know what I'm talking about. I had Syracuse, actually, in the final game. What do I know?
Syracuse, I kind of had penciled in myself, insofar as, you know, I know anything I'm talking about when it comes to this, but wow, this has been incredible drama, hasn't it?
It's been a great tournament. In fact, I think that now we're starting to get to that point where you're wondering if it's the greatest tournament ever. And I think what you're seeing here finally is a byproduct of the last 15 years. If you go back to 1995 when Kevin Garnett bypassed college and went straight to the NBA, there had been this conversation that eventually the talent drain in college was going to create parity, that when these great, great young players skipped college or only went to college for a year, suddenly the North Carolinas and the Kansases and the UCLAs were not going to be as dominant, and I think that's what you're seeing now. I mean, think about it. North Carolina didn't even make the tournament, and they're the defending champions because their players are all in the NBA. LeBron James never went to college. Derrick Rose, who was the number one pick overall from Memphis, he would be in college right now, and so what you're seeing is the gap between that number one seed, which is supposed to just zoom through the tournament until at least the second and third rounds, suddenly they're having many more problems. And those 9 and 10 and 11 seeds, there's no such thing as a mid-major anymore. Now you've got a lot of parity. The gap has never been smaller.
And I guess even arguably, if you get a team like the Tar Heels that win one year, they pay the price for it the next.
They pay the price because their players – well, it's also the NBA's rule. The NBA has an age limit rule which prevents a lot of players from going directly to the pros. So they've got to come to college for 1 year. They play their 1 year. I mean, a guy like Carmelo Anthony as well. You play for 1 year, you win a national championship, and then you go to the pros. They don't have any real desire to stay for 4 years, which is why those Florida teams that won back-to-back championships were so impressive, because those players they wanted to stay together, they wanted to repeat, and it's very, very rare that you're going to see that.
Anything special you're looking for in the rest of the tournament?
Well, I think Kentucky is my nemesis because I'm not a fan of John Calipari. How many other coaches go to the Final Four twice and have both of them vacated? I think he's one of the big problems in college sports. However, Kentucky is destroying the field right now. They're the best team going right now. I am partial to Michigan State, actually. I like the way they play, and I really like Tom Izzo in the matchup zone.
Before we leave, Gilbert Arenas, Washington Wizards, was sentenced yesterday for bringing guns into the locker room. Not that it helped the Wizards scoring. 30 days in a halfway house, 400 hours of community service, 2 years probation, $5,000 fine. Any reaction to that sentence?
It's certainly not what the prosecutors wanted. They wanted him to go for 3 months. In fact, they had first wanted him to go for 6 months. And it's a rebuke to the prosecutors. I don't think that it was an offense where he deserved to go to prison. However, it's a cautionary tale with these athletes that you do have to comport yourself a little bit better. And I think he got away with one. If you compare him to Plaxico Burress, who's in prison right now, I think Gilbert Arenas is breathing very much a sigh of relief.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.